Books on Tape presents Broken Government: How Republican Rule Destroyed the Legislative, Executive, and Judicial Branches by John W. Dean. Read by Paul Michael. It has been frequently remarked that it seems to have been reserved to the people of this country, by their conduct and example, to decide the important question whether societies of men are really capable or not of establishing good government from reflection and choice, or whether they are forever destined to depend for their political constitutions on accident and force. Alexander Hamilton, Federalist No. 1. Preface. This book completes an unplanned trilogy addressing post-Watergate Republican rule in Washington. When I first started to write about problems with the Bush administration, I had no idea they would keep growing. As they continued, so has my writing. While working on the prior two books, Worse Than Watergate, The Secret Presidency of George W. Bush, 2004, and Conservatives Without Conscience, 2006, it became clear, at least to me, that Republicans had learned little about abusing power in the ways that ultimately destroyed the Nixon presidency. Given my familiarity with that now mostly forgotten history, I find it astonishing that the Republican Party has actively incorporated such an undemocratic mentality into its governing philosophy, and in the process turned once conventional conservative thinking about congressional, presidential, and judicial powers upside down and then sideways. More strikingly, it has gotten away with it, although it seems a reckoning may finally have come. In the pages that follow, drawing on findings of my earlier works, but viewing their subject matter...